Was it just heart disease rates that were worsened by COVID, or were there other ailments that were pressured by this pandemic and this disease?
You know, COVID was terrible for every part of your body. We saw increases in diabetes. We saw increases in stroke. We saw increases in atrial fibrillation. And even things you wouldn't normally tie to something like an infectious disease. We were seeing more Alzheimer's disease, for example, and even cancer. So absolutely, COVID was bad all around every part of our bodies.
Why is that? And what does it mean? And if you were inoculated, if you had the vaccine, were you better protected from some of those factors? What was behind the reason for the uptick in all of those different ailments?
Right. Such a great question. And that's exactly what scientists are trying to get to the bottom of now, right? Because, of course, it wasn't just that people were getting infected and that infection was killing them. That infection was also doing other things to our healthcare system, for example. So people weren't doing things like going to the doctor. They were not getting the cancer screening that they normally would have. And in some cases, healthcare systems were overwhelmed. So they stopped doing things like just any kind of preventative elective surgeries and other types of, you know, emergency rooms were closed. Everything was overwhelmed. So there was definitely some fallout from that. But also, your other question is also a very hot topic, and that we saw a lot of questions today on our T-Live. People want to know how bad were the vaccines? To what extent was that contributing? And the research is really unequivocal on this. There's no doubt that vaccines did cause some harm, but it was far outweighed by the numbers of lives that were saved from the vaccinations. That's the takeaway message, of course, that the doctors, scientists, researchers want everyone to know. Of course, it is troubling if you're the one on the other end had some kind of a bad side effect from a COVID vaccine. Just like with any vaccine, sometimes that does happen. But again, those benefits, including saving lives, really did offset the risks.